WBAL News Now at 6 p.m. In depth.
First of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner. First question. You don't even say, hello, how are you? Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network.
That is former President Trump at the National Association of Black Journalists speaking to ABC's Rachel Scott, who moderated a panel that was indeed contentious at times. She asked why blacks should support President Trump after some of the things he has said. The former president talked about Vice President Kamala Harris's race.
She was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always identified as a black woman.
I respect either one.
And the former president also talked about taking a cognitive test.
I said, Joe and I will go and take a cognitive test. Now, I'd do it with her, too. I would do it with her also. You know what? She failed her law exam. She didn't pass her law exam, so maybe she wouldn't pass the cognitive test.
By the way, the vice president passed the California bar on the second try. William Ford covers the Maryland Statehouse for MarylandMatters.org. But tonight he's in Chicago attending the NABJ convention. He's a member of the NABJ. William joins us live tonight from the Windy City. Good to have you along, William. The reaction of the audience through this whole these exchanges, I mean, there was heckling, there was laughing, that sort of thing. What was it like in the auditorium as this was taking place?
And good evening, everyone, and thank you, Rob, for having me. Well, the unique thing was there was some really trepidation from certain members of the National Association of Black Journalists who didn't even want him there. But then from others, well, if you're a journalist, you won't know what he says until he actually appears. And, well, this is what happened when he appeared. There's some individuals who literally said, well, we expected it. I heard a few folks say, quote, it was a dumpster fire, because you knew that's what you was going to get. But with him talking about Kamala Harris's race and mispronouncing her name wrong again, you wouldn't have got that if he didn't show up. And expect to see that coming from the vice president's campaign very shortly.
Oh, yes. She's going to respond in Houston tonight. This while the former president is in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, at the Farm Show Complex, an indoor arena. He's campaigning in Pennsylvania the first time since the assassination attempt. Should the NABJ, and I ask you this as an NABJ member, should the NABJ have even invited the former president, for that matter, the vice president, who declined the invitation, even the convention co-chair quit?
Yeah, this is where that's like that $25 billion question is where, okay, if you didn't invite the former president to show up, then you wouldn't have gotten the responses that you did. But when you do have him show up, this is what you will this is what happens. There's plenty of folks, you just go on social media and you can read reactions, hear the reactions, feel the reactions that, why was he even here? What did it make sense?
Right.
But when you get reactions, you can't just, you can always guess, assume, and predict. But until you see it, you don't know. I mean, like one example is when Rachel Scott had asked about the direct question among a lot of African-American voters and even some Latino voters. What is a black job or what is a brown job? His response, very simply, anybody that has a job. It's a direct quote.
William
so
Ford.
You're wondering, well, wait a minute. Can you explain that?
Sure.
Yeah, no, but it's understandable. Don't know. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rob.
You were going to say that explanation to the audience. You know, how'd they react to it?
Some people reacted and kind of shook their heads. I saw a few people just like, no, and just various reactions of oohs, ahs, and gasp.
And very quickly, I guess the plan on the Trump campaign was if he appeared at this convention, he might get more black votes. I don't pretend that you can speak for every black voter, but what do you think the political impacts are going to be?
Well, the political impact is for those who are to support him are going to support him no matter what.
Right.
Give me an example. P. Ray Easley, Chicago native. She happened to be there. She is a member of ChicagoRed.org, and it's an organization comprised of black conservatives. So you're wondering, well, how does someone who's working for a conservative organization who supports Donald Trump get in the room? Well, she found out the former president's coming. She reached out to the campaign because she has attended some rallies that he's been at. And they said, please come on in. And also, she had on this red, this shiny red fedora with a feather in it and the words, Make America Great Again. Kind of gives you a display of who she was backing. Or who she is backing, excuse me.
Okay. William Ford of Maryland Matters, also a member of the National Association of Black Journalists. Thanks for joining us tonight in Chicago. We appreciate your time and hope the trip to Chicago goes well.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated, Rob. Thank you.
All right. William Ford of MarylandMatters.org.